Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Daytime After Dark, and tonight I will be having another co-host. Christy from Layla Radio is the co-host. Terry's working tonight, and so she won't be with us. Don't ask me how I feel about that, because, you know, yeah, I'm happy she got a job. I'm supportive. You know, I just miss her. I hate this. It probably won't last forever. But I hate this. I'm crabby about it. So, yeah, hi everyone in the sub room. And tonight we are just going to be talking about everything. And we will also be talking about, you know, the rumors, the coming and going, of all that. Call in, Ben, you're feeling the number to call in is 347-850-8721, and we will be on the air until 8:30, and then Christy will have Ladies on Radio. Why don't I bring Christy on? Hello. Christy? Hello? Oh, God.
Okay, sorry, I was on mute. Sorry, I'm here.
Okay, I brought Audrey. Oh, and the 719%, if you were on, just press 1. Or if you are, if you are in the cell room, let me know if you are 719. No, like I say, you guys, I really miss Terry. I know it's her finisher's job is good, but I totally miss her on the show, even though she hates getting to debates, but that's why I have you guys here for. And you know what? The big rumor of the day is chemo leaving. You know what? I really hope she leaves. Okay, hold on. Hey, Block Caller, do you want to be on the air or do you want to just listen to us tonight? Hello?
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 Hi, you're on the air with us.
This is Kathy.
Hey, Kathy,
are you feeling any better?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling fine. I wasn't sure if I was on the air or not. I was listening to it on my computer, so I didn't know if I was on or not.
Well, you did press 1, but then I remember a couple of you guys are block callers, and I figured what the hell I'm going to try anyway. So,
press 1 from their computer? I'm not even sure.
No, I pressed 1 on my phone. I thought I did. Maybe I didn't. I was.
Well, that's okay.
I'm on.
That's all right.
I'm here.
You're here.
What's going on? What's the big rumor that you were going to say?
Oh, well.
We're talking about Monaco leaving, supposedly. That's the big rumor that's going around.
And, you know, if she is, do not let the dough hit you in the ass. And is there a Kelly Monaco fan out there? I'm sorry. But, you know, I've never been a fan of hers. So if you guys want me to send me email over, go ahead. But I just have never liked her. So, I mean, I think I asked him whatever. I was an idiot for voting.
I think it's just a rumor. I think it's just a rumor. I wouldn't believe
that.
I don't.
I do. I really believe that she could be leaving. I do. I think
wishful thinking.
Well, maybe it's more wishful thinking. I think it is. I'm still upset at One Life for the People because I haven't seen any of this week, but people just had a spoiler for me and tell me that Victor got sobbed, Victor died. I do not forgive you, One Life to Live, for what you did to Trevor St. John. I will never, ever, ever forgive you for that.
Horrible. Horrible. That's all I can say.
Well,
horrible.
I've said this how many times, Carly. There was so much storyline possibilities. There was more storyline possibilities keeping him on the show than killing him off, but whatever.
Is that great? Oh, April joined the crazy party. April.
Hello?
April, hey. Oh, yeah. And I want to send a Get Real message to God. I can't think of her name, but she had knee surgery today. April, help me.
Alien's mother?
Yeah. Yeah, I hope she did okay with the surgery, and it doesn't sound like fun surgery, but no operation is fun. But, yeah, I just hope she comes back and she gets well and on the mend really, really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I'm still mad at the One Life to Live thing because for them to do it the way they did to Trouble. And I was reading an article in the Soap Opera Weekly, either it was last week's or this week's, and that's it. Thurston K. was, you know, they interviewed him about, oh, why you didn't come back, and he said because the whole Trouble and Roger thing was effed up, and that, you know, he doesn't know if his wife is going to go back to One Life to Live and Modi as, you know, a goodbye. I mean, what they did to Modi was...
Good for Thurston for speaking out about that, you know? I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
too.
I mean...
I liked him anyways. I've always liked
him.
Well,
I mean, he didn't do it in, like, a bad way.
No, I'm sure he didn't. He's a classy guy, though.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, I mean, but I think he got... I think he was really upset about the way his wife, I don't know if they are married or...
they're married. I think they're just long-time partners.
Yeah, but I just think he got mad because his wife got screwed over with this, and he, I'm glad he said something because, you know, it was a good thing, and yay, we have another call, yay. 360, you are on the air. Amy?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello, Amy.
Hey. How is everybody?
Hey, Amy.
Good. How are you?
I'm tired.
Poor Amy. Poor Amy, think about it. It's a nice 3-day weekend, and we finally, Amy and I finally get 85-degree weekend. It's supposed to be nice all weekend until, like, next Friday, 86 degrees. We are talking about Washington that it always rains, though it's cold, and we are getting 86-degree weather,
yes.
And I'm not complaining about it. I'm going to enjoy
eating
over here.
Yeah, I was in Eastern Washington last week, and it was 100 degrees every day, so I was in heaven. I like the warm weather.
So, Amy, guess what the new rumor of the day is?
You gave me a little snippet.
Yeah.
That's very
cool. Yeah, and I think Kimo will be out. I mean, what do you think, Garner?
You know, I can't believe she would, I mean... Her two ABC soaps got canceled because of reality TV, and she has a reality show. I mean, it's just a kick in the teeth. You know what I mean?
I know. People are
like,
you should support it because
it's
still
getting hers. I mean, she's got her job, you know what I mean? Thanks to Franz. But,
yeah.
You know, all these people are at work, and yet she's still on soap operas that didn't get canceled, and she has a reality show. It's just, I don't know, it's just, I don't, you know, I mean,
I just suspect
okay,
she was a little,
money,
I know why she isn't, I know she's a good family, but I wish she was more ambitious, because it just makes me mad that, you know, I saw the promo for, excuse me, Dirty Soap, and it doesn't even look appealing.
I don't give a damn what she does on her show.
I'm like, Becky is so much more talented than you, and she should be the one that, not that I'm saying Becky should do a reality show, because I would lose respect for her if she did.
No, she should be all over TV and everything, because she has chemistry and willingness to adapt to anything, you know, they throw at her, no matter how crappy it is. But she would get
along with everybody. I like the other people
that are going to be in that show, though. I want to see it because I like the other people.
Well, see, I won't see it because
I don't like
it has
any of them.
Something
so.
To do with her. So, no way. Will
I love Kirsten Storms.
After two
and
of
I love
my shows
Beth,
get canceled.
But I'm not
no.
Show.
No.
I like Nadia. I do. I like Brandon Bima. I like those people. I want to see.
I understand liking them, but I mean, it's so close to home. I mean, all my children is just days from being over.
I know.
Because
I know.
Of reality TV and,
yeah.
You know,
oh,
I mean,
you guys, we have another call. Oh, my God. Okay, whoever pimped us out tonight, I really want to thank whoever did, because our Swiss boat is lighting up. People, you need to press 1 because I'm going to feel really guilty if you don't, but I think I know who the other caller is, and I got to bring him on, and if it's not him, I'm going to be a little disappointed, but...
Yeah.
Hold on,
yeah,
folks, I mean, you
I
on mail.
Hey, it's Candace.
Hi, Candace! Yay!
Is that
And there's a block number you guys are on, but they haven't pressed 1. And I'm just going to feel like guilty if, okay, I'm just going to see if they want to come
on.
Well,
I know they can hear you. I don't
well,
know if
I know.
They can hear you until they press 1, so.
Block number, mm-hmm. Do you want to be on the air with us, or do you want to just listen to us? Hello? Hello? Hello, okay. So I guess I will put the block number, just press number 1. But Candace, I'm so happy you are calling in. Yay!
I know, I'm back after a long accident and holding my mouth tight. I've been.
What?
Yeah.
So
we were
on a roll the other
day. No, Candace. Come on, I love it when you.
It's time for me to bed. I really don't want to talk about that thing today. So, I mean, negative buzz is still buzz, and I don't want to feed anything, you know.
You know what? Yeah.
If
you know,
she
no, I'm
it,
the
if
same.
She doesn't, she doesn't, you know. I really
you know,
don't think
I'm
it
the,
matters. I
yeah,
really
I'm
think the, our couple is coming regardless.
Yes, I do too. And by the way,
I
the
mean,
dream. By the way, the dream. Okay, so I watched this Sunday night because I usually, I don't like Hangover Fridays, that's a thing about me. But I watched The Dream with Jason and Elizabeth, and I had to take a cold shower right after it because that scene did something to me. It was like,
I got a lot to say tonight, and I'm so glad I could call in because
oh,
like, I've been
lying. I love it when you call in. I miss you when you call in. You know, if you know you don't call in, I think you died or you got struck with the hurricane. With
no,
I feel sorry for everyone who was in the bad hurricane.
Yeah, and earthquake. If you were a part of that earthquake on the East Coast, because I was a part of that. Baltimore, you know, was hit with the earthquake. That's something
that
every day.
For
yeah.
you.
My family lives in Jersey and New York, and my really good friends live in Pennsylvania, and they had tornadoes, earthquakes, and a hurricane in the same week. And that's crazy. It's just
yeah.
In my old the water main broke, so everybody was out of water for like 3 days, and power is, you know.
Having a brownout.
I'm going back to New York. Hey, guys, I need you to do me a favor. My sisters get married on the 24th, and I need wedding songs. Not so much slow songs, she pretty much has them, but other songs you would hear at a reception. So if you can think of any in the next couple weeks, bring them up online or email Carly or email me or whatever.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's just for fun. I mean, if you don't think of any, it's fine.
But does anyone have any good wedding songs on their top of their head right now? I mean,
I must spend a little more time on you by NSYNC.
That is a good one.
I have Marry Me by Train. I have. Yeah, that's a really good song. I have a couple other ones, but mine was Unchained Melody. So
This I Promise You by NSYNC. I'm thinking of a lot of NSYNC songs right now. This I Promise You.
They're older, so I don't know if they'll go for that. They're more like Aerosmith type fans.
What's that song from Armageddon?
Oh, I don't want to miss a thing. I know him by Aerosmith.
I can hear it, but I can't remember the name of it.
She's a big Aerosmith fan, so I'm sure she's got tons of songs from them.
Yeah.
Don't kill yourself singing for songs.
I mean, it's going to be for the reception.
If you hear something on the radio in the next couple of weeks, say, oh, yeah, by the way.
Yeah.
Just email me.
Because I'm thinking of, like, Beautiful Day by U2.
that's
nice.
A good one.
Yeah, well, that's nice.
I mean, I know two people that use that as a wedding song, like, because, you know, getting married is a beautiful day by U2. It's, you know, it's a beautiful day. You're happy. No sadness. Everything's lovely.
Oh, that is cute. Yeah. I mean, we need upbeat songs. They have a lot of...
Yeah.
I mean, no Journey's allowed because I don't listen to Journey ever.
Wow.
Really?
Really?
I don't know. It's just bad memories. And then with Courtney, it was just, oh, no. I'm never listening to Journey again.
Oh, God, yeah. I got...
So,
anytime
he comes on, it's like, no, click.
I was gonna say the General Hospital theme song. Don't ask me why.
Yeah.
But some people can take it like when I said that, like, okay, the newer version, but I kind of meant Faces of the Heart too, because it's Dave Cars and it's.
I like Through the Years by Kenny Rogers. That could be a buying song too.
Yeah.
And I'm going to throw it out, Own Love by Katie Meg, that used to be the guy on my theme song. Great song, too. It's really beautiful.
Wow.
It's really beautiful. Yes. Download it, iTunes. Okay, that was my plug tonight. Okay, there we go. Get my job.
They played the Kenny Rogers song at my grandparents' 60th wedding anniversary. It was so sweet.
That's a good song.
Yeah. Oh, anyway. But,
yeah.
Yeah, I think we're going to be really surprised. And anybody who's a fan of Jason's, October 3rd and 4th are supposed to be Jason fan days. I don't know what it means. I don't know what's going to happen. I personally think it's going to be humongous. And time, I'm doing air quotes, he's going to wake up. And
I just think it depends on what they mean by Jason
again.
You know, I mean, I guess they could say a couple fan, but I guess it depends on what they mean by Jason fans.
They definitely are not as large as Jason and Elizabeth. I'm sorry, they're not. They haven't been around long enough to be that large.
No, they haven't, I believe that little slut Sam is going to get what is coming to her very soon because,
I think so too.
No way
can it be happy.
Happy, you know?
No way. So something huge is going to happen. And I have a feeling, remember a long time ago, this was probably a few months before Becky was fired. There was a rumor out there about someone causing problems on set because they didn't want to do certain things. And I don't know how true it was or whatever. But
can you hear me?
Everybody assumed that it was chemo giving the problem. You know?
I see that.
I have a feeling that she doesn't want to play a role or something because things are getting switched around, and that's why we're getting these rumors about her quitting and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm. And I also think, I mean, I don't know if this could play in, but I go back to that Sonny and Jason conversation years ago.
Right.
And Sonny telling Jason, I have a big file on Sam, you know, if we ever want to use it. And then it got, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, Sonny, get your balls back, Sonny, and drop this big file because, you know what, and people, I know there's a rumor about that Carly's going to do something, but I don't think it's going to be Carly.
No. Someone's going to be doing stuff to cause problems for her. But,
and Sam is going to accuse Carly, but
mm-hmm.
it's going to turn out that it's not her. It's probably Franco or something.
You know what,
you know,
Anne, I think we might see the little blonde boy.
I actually think it's going to be Sam herself causing these problems to see what Jason will do. She is
wow.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
I know that Steve, I didn't say it, but apparently he said that you know, any problems that Jason and Sam have, it's going to be between Jason and Sam.
Yeah,
third party
that.
Isn't
yeah.
going to be involved. So,
yeah.
Sam blames Carly.
Yeah.
I
don't think Steve's going to come out and say, oh, Sam's going to do this, Jason's going to do that.
Yeah.
He's just not going to do it. He's not
mm-hmm.
going to say that. He's not going to give away anything. He's never done it before. He's not going to do it now. You know, just like in the article or whatever, he says he's getting married for her mom and sisters. I mean, come on. You know? and then the next time he says something, it's all positive and happy. Honky-dory.
You know, and Brandy in the room, thank you, Brandy, said Tracy had a file on Sam, too.
Yes, Tracy knows all about Sam's past.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
And
there's a female actress will be leaving. No one knows who it is. Everybody's assuming it's Kelly. Other people are saying Julie. And some are saying it's Rebecca, so I don't know.
It's not going to be
Becky.
No.
I think it's going to be the girl who plays Abby.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
What?
Well, it could be, but
yeah,
she's coming back,
her.
So I don't think so.
Yeah.
She's coming back.
No,
But there's also two males that are leaving, but no one said who they are yet.
Well,
so
I personally think it could be either Anthony. They are Monique Spinard
yep.
has been,
well,
you know.
Well, Tony Geary has said in the past, if Bob Guza goes, I go, you know.
Yeah.
And everybody has
but so
said
did
the
Maurice
same thing,
Steve,
you know.
So they both
with what's
Morgan.
Her name on Young and the Restless and
Jeannie Francis.
I mean, you got Scotty, you got
yeah.
Robert.
Jeannie Francis.
You got many that were on General Hospital over on a different network right now. I don't see why Tony won't go there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, too. I mean,
he's not there half a year anyway, you know, and with all his vacations and everything, he's probably there half a year, maybe,
mm-hmm.
you know? He'll come back for a couple months and he'll go back on vacation. So, I mean,
yeah.
why? You know, and now yeah. that Goose is gone, he's not going to get the stories that...
No, and I really think they were...
I'm sorry, but Jake is alive. I mean, they're still talking
yeah, me
about
too.
Him. They're in the tree.
Yeah,
and everything
yeah,
else.
Me too.
Yeah. yeah.
You know, in that dream,
so
I know a lot of Blazon fans were mad on Monday, but you guys didn't think... I mean, a lot of people that were up and on, you guys...
Who was mad?
There was
there
a couple
happened.
Of people,
people
that were
there were
mad.
A lot of people
I
mean, mad.
You
know
how I feel about that episode,
mad.
About that Jason episode. I just need either Carly, I need you to ask me, how did I feel about those two episodes of the ladies of Jason's life with their fantasies? Because I'm about to, this is why I was holding my mouth shut. For the
okay, just remember how much I love Carly, that's all.
Yeah.
But how were you feeling about the dream episodes?
Okay, this is Candace's point of view, and I, you know, don't hate me. Okay, so I was happy with the Monica fantasy. I'm going to tell you why. Because that is completely true of how he would probably turned out if he was still a quarter main. And for the sheer fact that Leslie was in an episode like that with Thor Damon. I mean, I knew he was coming back. I was happy for that reason. That's one of the reasons I was looking forward to was that episode, was to see
right.
Thor Damon. And
care.
I was thinking, like,
I bet you
if I
was in the verse, did the same thing. Just to
I
get
mean, the only thing
him.
That would made it better was, and I'm glad they honored him in the photo, was Billy Warlock. Now, if they would have had him in the scene, then you know, hey, let Jason still be in a coma, you know. But my other thing was, as much as I loved it, I also really enjoyed the Jason and Elizabeth one. I thought that was
true
for both characters, especially with Elizabeth's
yeah.
side. Cause,
yeah.
I like how
but
I
don't know where
everybody
got this idea that Elizabeth wanted Jason to be a doctor. She never, ever, ever said that.
No.
I mean, she herself
never
didn't want to be in anything, have anything to do with the hospital until she had Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And she never wanted to. She was always griping about her parents' hospital, doctor this, doctor that.
Yeah.
And she wanted to be an artist, you know? And that
yeah.
was her thing.
Just not a doctor.
So to say that, you know, or I don't know. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, and I called, and I, you know, gushed all about them, and I'm begging for more, you know.
Well, what did
and,
you guys think about the montage that they had? Because I had a little issue with that, like when they were, you know, replaying moments and the ladies and things of his life. Did you feel like something was left out? Did you feel like something, you know, like, did it do it justice?
You know what? I am surprised that we got as much as we did with Fonz around. I really am.
Mm-hmm.
So I, in that regard, I think that Fonz has stepped back a lot because I don't think Elizabeth would have been part of it at all.
Yeah, that's what I think
that's
too.
That is true. That is true. Yeah.
I'm serious. For some reason for some reason he tries to, you know, erase
Elizabeth
from Jason's life like other fans do, which you can't do. And in those flashbacks or whatever you want to call montage or whatever, there were a lot of Elizabeth and Jason. No one can say they weren't a couple or didn't know each other or don't have history. Because it was right there, you know. Till the time Jake was born. So, I mean, we got Elizabeth and Jason in there, you know, and I was really surprised that we got as much as we did.
Now,
so
can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You a Jason and Elizabeth fan?
For me? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Me? Of course.
No, Candace. I was asking Candace.
I'm mutual. I love, like, I'm not going to say that I'm not, because I have my moments when I really love Jason and Elizabeth, because it was refreshing to me to see Elizabeth in a relationship like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah. She needs to be with an older person, not young. I hate Matt.
You know,
I can't stand
my whole thing was
Matt
is that I grew up with Lucky and Elizabeth and Jason and Robin and Jason and Keisha. I was in that whole scenario. And then when Jonathan left the first time, in my heart, I kept thinking, who will they pair Elizabeth with? Because they couldn't do Nicholas. They couldn't do Nicholas at that time. They couldn't do, what's his name, Juan. They needed somebody to play that I'm going to be your hero.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that's when Jason came
in.
And I felt like, okay, I love the fact that Jason, who really never showed much emotion at that, you know, that time, was like, here's a girl who has been through a lot. I don't know how to emotionally connect, so I'm just going to be there. And it did turn him into an emotional, you know, person. Like, he gave her, you know, a little Christmas
I think Jason grew tremendously when he met Elizabeth and all that stuff. So I think he really expanded.
So I do
that
relationship. Yeah, that relationship, friendship. And that's why I like the dream, the sequence that she had, it was true to heart.
It was everything they did. There was no lies in there.
Relationship. It wasn't like it was a friendship that turned into something like, you know, they slumped together. But then from that, they did catch feelings for each other, whether people want to say it or not. He caught feelings for her, and she caught feelings, and it wasn't wrong that she wanted something. She wanted some part of him. So
doesn't everybody?
I did like that. Yeah, so
doesn't
I did
everybody?
Like that.
Yeah, and I love the fact that they did kind of hit that Jake was alive.
I have no doubt that he's alive. I think November sweep, he's going to be walking around Port Charles.
Wait,
I really do.
Isn't next week a Jake week? Isn't there next week when Elizabeth and Cam talk about Jake?
They bond.
I don't know.
Week?
I hope not.
No,
I'm
not.
Yeah, it's the bond
is
over Jake.
Tuesday? Is it Tuesday? Because I know they're showing an old episode, well, a recent episode on Monday.
Yeah, I think it's Tuesday.
Tuesday
Cam,
and Wednesday.
Cam's sad, and they bond over Jake, yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
But you know what? They
could
not
bond
get.
Bond is all over that. Come on.
Yeah, they could not get.
That's soap opera digest. That's in soap opera digest.
Unless they throw a surprise at the end. Joe,
it's not
going to
be all rosy and sweet for her.
No, it's not.
I'm sorry.
I agree with Amy. It's not.
He can still be alive. They can still bond over him. That has nothing to do with whether or not he's alive.
Because remember, they did the same thing with Lucky. When everybody thought Lucky was dead. And they were bonding, and crying and showing pictures and stuff.
I mean, it has nothing to do with whether or not he's alive.
Yeah.
They can still bond over him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Darn James Franco. I hope they do that, say Franco had him.
I really do think that. Okay. No, I think that we are going to see a lot of things that we been wanting to see, and you know, Leighton is coming, and Jake's alive, and I think that Biss is gonna get finally what's coming to after all these years.
I think so too. I think it's gonna go really south for them very quickly.
Yep,
very,
I do too.
Quickly. Of course, Jason and Elizabeth, and I wouldn't want this anyway, they're not going to just automatically be together, you know what I mean?
No.
But they're going to start having more and more scenes. And then November is supposed to be awesome for Jason and Elizabeth.
Yep.
So, and I've been hearing that since May. I've been hearing that chemo is out since May, and it's gaining speed. So I don't know how true it is, but honestly, I would like her to witness Jason and Elizabeth. So, I mean, and then Karma can bite her or whatever.
Yeah, Karma needs to bite her in the ass. I mean, she got away with way too much, and she played the little victim way too much. And I'm sorry, Sam needs to go off the pier and drown along with Dante and along with Dante.
He was cool in the beginning, and then they wrote him just like they wrote everybody else. Damn,
that was good.
I will never like Dante. I will never like him. You dissed my good colleague, and you do what you did, Dante. No. Game over for you. Game done with me. I do not like you. I have never been a Lulu and Dante fan. You know, I feel sorry for the Dante and Lulu people who are going to get the breakup. But you know what, Dante and Lulu? Look at us. We are the, okay, you guys have not got fuckable. The Leighton fans have been fucked up way too many times. And
if this is the end, General Hospital is going to go out with a bang. You know what I mean? And, yeah.
Are they supposed to go over, like, if they cancel, if this goes off of ABC, didn't they give their rights to the Proctor Park too? Or no?
Well,
I think so.
Haven't officially announced that they gave the rights. I think they did. I think secretly, you know, behind closed doors,
they did because
CH has always been the flagship show. So for them to pick up All My Children and One Life to Live, I think somewhere along the line, General Hospital was part of that deal.
Oh, probably.
So
probably, I wouldn't doubt it.
I honestly,
but they're
don't
not going to officially announce that
mm-hmm.
until they officially
mm-hmm.
announce,
or ever did.
Yeah,
so that,
yeah, but you guys, there's also the Bravo deal that you know, the Bravo deal that you know what I
prefer. Textbooks are designed to last one semester.
What?
What was that?
I'm wondering if it was something I did or if it was bound to happen. That's me said that's why our books were so crappy, because they were designed to last only one semester.
She's talking
yeah,
to somebody.
I know, but what happens with this?
But honestly, we just got to keep calling. I know, everybody, you know, we fight the hardest, I think, ever. They would be front and center on any other show.
You know, if you saw the ratings for last week, they were abysmal.
What?
And they were abysmal. Friday had the lowest ratings, but that
might
have to do with the fact that...
That's only
that may have
the
had to do with the fact that the hurricane
the weather.
In the coast was preempted.
Yeah, because some people were still out of power from the
it's always something, you know.
But they
yeah.
were really abysmal. And One Life to Live actually beat them in the ratings, I think, in
good.
The demo.
Wait, we had that liaison scene, and I don't believe, okay, you
well,
know
Carly,
what?
If people didn't have power, they couldn't watch it. You have to remember
that's right.
And
we break down.
Damn hurricane.
It's another hurricane coming in the next couple of days, so... It also might affect the ratings again because a lot of people still don't have power.
Oh yeah.
So you know that's why I said I don't understand. Like I know two of my friends. They were like, "Well, what's been going on?" And I'm like, "Dude, don't y'all got power yet?" And they was like, "We might not have it until like October."
What?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
They're dark.
That's why
I'm not
dark now.
Yeah. So I mean, whatever rumors you hear. I mean, I think everything's going to flip.
I feel so sorry for people that won't have power to October. That sounds really, I don't know, hard.
Because it's certain people, because of the earthquake and plus the hurricane, plus they're about to get ready for another hurricane here.
This month is going to fly by. And the ratings are going to suck because they're promoting them out the wazoo.
I hope for show fans, especially like all my children's fans, I hope their power comes back on so they can,
watch it. Yeah. But you know what's funny is they're promoting the heck out of
to get their power, but, you know, I do know a lot of show fans who want to see, you know, the final.
I
was just going to say, they're promoting the heck out of a certain couple, but they're hardly on.
Yeah. Honestly, if they're not on, they're talked about. So, I mean, seriously. I do have to get going, Carly. Sorry, but I have to work.
Oh, no, I know you have to wake up early, but I just, okay, you guys, I know we are having it until next Friday. What are you guys doing Labor Day? Because it's Labor Day, and I've been going back and forth whether or not I have a show.
Do a show.
Okay, Candace, I swear to God, if I do a show and you do not call in. Okay.
I will call because I feel bad because like I have been busy. I have been like really keeping my mouth shut because of the folks and everything. Like I'm watching it. I'm catching up on all my shows so I can get ready for, you know, this fall season. And it's just so much going on with pop culture that I've been okay, I promise to call. And every time I call though, it says there's no show.
Well, I know we will have one on Friday. I know we will have one Monday now because, yes, Candace specifically requested it. So if Candace is not there, you guys, people.
If I don't call in on Monday at all, pretty sure y'all can find me on Facebook or Twitter. Y'all can send all y'all hate mail to me. I will be on the show on Monday.
Did you guys hear that AMC is going to have a 2-hour season, I don't know what they should call it, a season finale, or I don't know what I should be calling that, but have you guys heard that they are doing a 2-hour thing? Has anyone else heard that?
I haven't heard they're doing a 2-hour thing, but I know it's going to be a big cliffhanger.
Yeah, they're going back to Dynasty. Everybody had called it from the beginning.
They're
going to
do like
then
a big Dynasty thing. You know,
it's going
to
be a few cliffhanger.
When they were in Arabia and they had the wedding and they all came in and they started shooting and you didn't know who died and who was alive, that's what they're going to do.
Holy shit. Oh, don't do that one, my Philip, to us. That is not nice.
Okay, I got a little break with One Life to Live, and they know who they are over there at the writers. I'm going to call it out right now. First and foremost, I called it like a couple of months ago. I said, there's going to be 2 cars. I bet one is a twin. I said,
You did say that. You did say that, Candace.
Remember, I said that. And I was like, all right, you know, this is going to be a good, interesting twist to the story. But then it got a little awkward. Because I'm like, okay, how do you explain the children? Like, who's Todd, who's Victor? What the heck? So when he said Sam, for those who didn't know, Sam, poor Sam, or as I like to call him now, Spidey, you know, I'm thinking over the last couple of years, like, really? Like, how the message is not even, but like
listen,
they said, this has been over.
Carly, honey, I really got to go.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay, Amy. Amy, come back Monday or Friday night because, you know, we are having two shows next week.
I just wanted to say, you know, one last time, I know that it's hard, but I really, really think we're going to be happy in like a month and a half.
Yep, I do too.
September's going to fly by with school starting up and everything. And just, you know what? Boycott the show. I mean,
I'm not.
The ratings will fly. You know?
I'm going to watch
and
it.
That's what we're going for. And just continue telling them what you want to see and who you want to see. And always mention Jake. I think he's back in November. I really do think he's back. And I think Jake will be back after Jason and Elizabeth reunite. I think that's going to happen. And I shouldn't say they're going to get close to reuniting and then something's going to happen where they discover that Jake is alive or something. And then I mean, with Helena there and Sakara there, Franco, something big's going to happen. They can't be all happy. So I honestly don't think they're going to go through with it. I think at the last minute there's going to be something's going to happen, and it's not going to happen. So, but that's just me. And if they do, it's not going to last very long at all. It'll be the shortest marriage of any soap opera ever.
Yeah, I do too. April, can you hear us?
April? Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can,
Okay,
all right.
Finally.
All right, guys.
I don't know if I was talking too fast or
Amy.
Something was off with my phone or something.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah,
bye.
Nine, sleep tight.
Bye.
Bye.
You can turn on. I was just going to ask, have you seen the picture of the wedding?
I don't want...
They're all in
black. No, I haven't. I have not because I don't want to
fall. Jason's in black and Sam's in black.
Oh.
What?
Well,
so
I don't think...
They're at some Chinese place.
I think they're going to get married, but like Garen said, they may not make it to the altar.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
Well, I think
there's
so people
don't
on the show.
I think
what he meant by that was they aren't going to have the traditional wedding.
Right.
They're not going to have a wedding, it's going to be, they're going to just do it their way.
Yeah.
It looks like a Chinese restaurant and them wearing their black T-shirts. So.
Of course.
Oh.
They're wearing black?
Yeah, they're wearing.
Yes.
And it's normal black T-shirt, and she's in a black T-shirt. Yeah.
Oh, that's got to be ominous, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's got to be a sign.
Wait, I have a joke. If they're going to do it their own way, does that mean we get a special performance by Porkchop for the reception?
I have no
clue.
That would
be cool.
I have no
clue. That would be awesome. That would be awesome, actually.
You know,
I think it should.
But Candace, you were right about the whole Todd thing, but yeah, but I will never forget One Life to Live because I fell in love with Trouble. I fell in love with Trouble.
Me too.
And they,
I am so mad.
I am not going to have my Florencia and my Trevor and Dane. I'm sorry, my Victor and Taya.
I know. You guys, you know what just appeared in my head the other day with, you know, whatever appears in Carly Tim probably is crazy, but what happened to Trevor? What happened to Victor is not really dead?
I heard he might be going online, but I don't know why Trevor St. John would do that after the way they treated him, but I heard that.
Yeah, that's when I don't think he'll come back. I really don't.
I kept saying he wasn't dead. Someone mentioned it on Twitter the day before, and I said, he's not dead. I know he was leaving and everything, but I just didn't think they would kill him like that.
Well, remember what Irene said. If you think this is over, this is just the beginning. I don't think he's dead.
What do you mean by that?
Because, Irene, the way she has said it when she was leaving the house with John, when she had said it, it was like, okay, you have Tina and Cora coming back to the show. You have pretty much the family coming back. I swear, I'm going to call it now. Today is what, September the 2nd? I'm going to say this now. They say that Victor Lord Sr. is still alive and has been holding Victor Jr. Ever since, you know, the pool of blood, you know, all that was set up.
I hope
if they try to do this, I need
that Florencia and Trevor endgame.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, I know there was always the debate of when, you know, Roger came back. It was like, oh, well, if he's going to be playing the original Todd, then, okay, then him and Blair can get together. Okay, that's fine and dandy. You get your wish. You know, those fans are happy. But,
yes.
Trevor, I know. Could we have a Tuesday for television thing every time they were on TV? Because it was just hot.
Yeah, they will.
I said the other night, I cannot see Florencia. I'm going to call her by her real name because they're, like, real to me. But anyways, I cannot see Florencia not ending up with Trevor. You know what I mean?
I know. He has
to be her end game. He just has to be.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was big on Todd and Blair because I didn't see, don't judge me, I didn't see Roger, Todd, and Taya. And then
okay.
I saw Florencia, Todd, and Taya, and I fell for them too. So I wanted Todd and Blair and Todd and Taya. But now I'm just Todd and Taya because they are just amazing.
They're hot.
Yeah.
I mean, they're hot. Blair, Kathy, and Roger.
The only Trevor St. John. No Roger for any of those.
Roger and Kathy can have their endgame. I don't care, but I want Florencia and Trevor.
Yeah, and okay, I'm stupid, you guys. I'm confused about something, okay? I'm very confused. Okay, so Todd has Stowe and Zach.
Danny and Victor, and Sam.
Because I was getting freaking confused because I must have rather had Danny, you know, Ben Victor. I don't know why. I just thought that.
No, they're Todd. They're all Todd, right?
I thought for a minute because when I was like you too, because I'm thinking, okay, there's two Todds.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, all right, they said over the last 8 years, so, you know, 12 years, you had to think. They had Star, okay. Then it was the question about Danny, and then we all know that Jack is Blair's, and then there was the question about Sam.
what I thought they were going to do was going to say that Victor had Danny and Sam to even it up, boy-girl, like Sam, like Star and Jack.
Yeah, because what confused the hell out of me, excuse my friend, but the thing was Danny's DNA masked Todd's, well, Victor's, whatever you want to call him right now, to the key. Remember the whole DNA thing? So
yeah.
I always, you know, I'm like, okay, that is really sick that they didn't, but, in my little mind, they had a cute little family, Taya, Todd, and Danny. That was cute. And for them to say, to slap Danny in the face, and, you know, when I got a little mad at Stowe, excuse me, but when Stowe said, well, I had this feeling that he wasn't really taught this whole time, I felt saying,
was
you know.
That was backtracking.
Well, I know, I understand that, but I was saying, well, if you fucking, sorry, you guys, again, if you, you know, really feel that way, then why in the hell didn't you say that at that moment? You know, I mean, yeah, I
did.
Yeah,
it's Todd and Taya wedding, because Star was assuring Taya that that was Todd.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I just thought of another scenario that needs to be played
out.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Okay. The original Todd going to see Marty.
Oh, okay.
That would put Marty off the deep end. Because, and I just thought about that whole storyline right there. That, okay, Todd raped Marty. Marty and the other Todd, who is now Victor, they slept together. That should have been a baby right there. That should have been a baby right there. I'm just going to call it out. I'm going to say it was. That would mess your brain up.
That's
true.
Yeah, Candace, you're right, because I did not, that's the one thing I did not get when I did all this shit. Sorry, people, I know I'm cussing bad tonight, but I'm mad. Because they just screwed my whole lovely couples up on One Life in the Balance. Well, God, if you fuck with Zahn and Natalie, and you don't make them endgame One Life in the Balance, I'm going to New York, and I'm doing something I won't regret, because I will find some temporary insanity law. Zahn and Natalie are not endgame, I will kill someone. Thank you.
Wow. Okay.
Well, that's my Florence and Trevor. I'm very upset about that.
But I still think, I'm going to say it right now. It's September 2nd. I'm going to call it. I really believe this is going to be the storyline. Towards the end, they're going to say that Victor Lord Sr. is still alive, living underground, been keeping a watch over everybody for the last couple of years.
Okay,
we
know
where they can get him back, because I'm sure they've seen the backlash to it. I'm sure they've seen the backlash.
Well, right now, at this point, what else they got to lose? Because they have to fix the story. They have to fix the story to, you know, be like, okay, and they have to have a villain. Or they have to have, like, some kind of cliffhanger for One Life to Live, even though, you know, the following week they're online. But, I mean, they have to do something to really be like, what? And make you think and make you just, like, your jaw drop. And if they say that Victor, like I said, if they have, like, one of the kids, like Danny or Star or any of them, get kidnapped and Victor Lord Sr. has stuff, and then all of a sudden here comes Victor Jr. comes out and stuff like that, then that would, in a way, even though Trevor might not do it, but if he does, I think he's going to do it for the fans, because the fans, you know, in a way got gypped in some way, shape, or form. I know the show was really trying to please both, you know, all the fans, Trevor and Roger, and they did, but they still kind of screwed up. Like you said, the whole Todd and Tia and the whole Todd and Blair and the whole nine yards. So they're going to have to really fix it. It's a little hole, but they need to fix it.
I mean,
because in reality, they said they won Todd and Blair as Endgame. They wanted Cassie and Roger. I mean, that was their Todd and Blair, you know. So.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I don't think Danny or Zach will ever accept Todd. I don't. I really don't. I mean,
I don't think so either.
Mm.
Yeah, but on the other flip side, Carly, I have another announcement I'd like to make. You said something on my list, and I have an announcement to make. I would like One Life to Live to cast me on their show. I would like to play a waitress or a doctor or, heck, even a police officer, and Cutter, a.k.a. Josh Kelly, come and do something to me or something for him. There you go.
Okay, fine, then I would like to make an announcement, too, if Candace can make an announcement. I want to be on General Hospital, people. I want to be called a long-lost sister. No, man,
and
Candace,
you can kill Sam. And you can matchmake Jason and Liz, right?
Okay, no.
And you'll kill Sam.
And I can kill Sam.
You'll play matchmaker and kill Sam.
I can sleep with Spinelli on one night, and then I can just hold myself out just for one more night and sleep with Milo, and I would be very a happy person, people. Now,
I'll leave to Murray Spinelli.
I'll leave to Murray Spinelli. Anybody else got an announcement they want to make tonight?
Nothing. You guys, if you think about most people are like, I'm gone on the Labor Day weekend. Most people are not even listening to us. Most people will probably have some nice little beach or like nice little Hawaii or nice little Barbados. But I would not mind being in Hawaii right now. I think this summer has gone by way too fast. Who's feeling this? Because I feel like it was just yesterday that, you know, my nieces and nephew got out for the school year, and now they are going back on Tuesday. And I'm like, what? You know, this summer went way fast. Who thinks this summer went way too fast?
I mean, it flew by. It flew by. It was fun.
Tawana Barnes wrote in the chat room, I want Johnny. I want Johnny, too.
Then I need to sleep with Ethan too. I need one. So you know, I'm leaving Jason for anyone that wants Jason. I'm leaving Jason and Sunny alone, but I would sleep with Ethan and Spinelli and my love. But no, no, one night, you guys. I'm not going to be bad.
I am very surprised. I'm shocked.
Why?
Oh my gosh. Who's next on your list? Michael? You just said Spinelli. Carly will be cast as the new, we're going to just say she's going to have a new profession on General Hospital.
You
slut. She's going to be on Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to be, like, talking about this, like,
That just, you know, would be yucky for me. But if it was One Life to Live, I would want to sleep with Rex. And then if I was on AMC, I would want to sleep with Zach. Or maybe Tad. No, Tad a little. Okay.
I wouldn't mind. I'd like Zach.
Oh, my goodness.
This is all your fault, Candace. This is all your fault because I'm blaming you, but oh my God, then Y and I would probably want to do Billy one night.
April,
April, we'll be fighting over Johnny because that's my man.
No, I like Johnny too.
Oh man, I love Spinelli and Johnny equally, so they're my men.
But I want Jason first.
No.
Oh well,
Johnny.
You can have him, unless he's the old Jason, in which case, no, we'll fight over that.
Jason, I'm not big on Jason right now because I think he's an idiot for taking that
gang
thing back. But
did I say
that?
Yeah,
if you're talking about the good Jason, then we'll fight over that. But if you're talking
over Spinelli. Why ain't no one gonna fight me over sleeping with Spinelli?
I'm
gonna
fight you over Spinelli.
I'm sorry, Carly. I have to fight you on him. I love him. I have ever since he came on.
Well, you know what, April? Okay, one night you can sleep with him, and one night I can sleep with him. The only thing
that's
fine. Fail.
You can share.
Oh, right? Remember you guys in a half an hour?
That's fine as long as I get JR and all my children.
Oh my God. But
and Marco, I'm on my flip.
Okay, oh, and if, okay, do live a life, I would not mind doing Brady one night. Okay.
Brady.
Okay, fine. Brady, okay, I cannot, Brady Black.
Yeah, I
no.
want Brady.
Oh, okay, Kath, you are a very good call in all the time, I will give you Brady, but I would
but
not mind
he's
doing
he's young for me. I'm older than you, so he's
oh,
young.
So?
But so what? My boyfriend's 8 years younger than me, so I can go for the young ones. It's okay.
Well, and Daniel, I want Daniel. I just gave you fine. I'm taking my Brady comment back because now I'm. But by the way, on Date Live Alive, I am not happy. People, I do not want this Demira. Kiriakis truth to come. I want Victor to set the Demir down for once in his life. I want when Don Black comes back and all of that. I want the Houghtons, the Bradys, the Kiriakis to finally take down the Demirs for the slimy people they are. And
I'm with you.
Because, I think it would be a really good storyline if we have Victor, Zom Black, Bo, and, Roman, I will toss Roman, and Brady, all of that to go on one side against the Demira, and, third Victor and Eze in the heart where they belong, because I do like Eze and Nicole, but I'm becoming a Melody and Brady person right now.
I hate EJ.
April, I love you. I really do for that because
I hated EJ since December 2006.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Bad.
I mean, before he was okay, and I'm like, okay, this is okay. And then December 2006, I hated him, and I have ever since.
I can't stand him. I can't stand him. I couldn't stand what he did to Sammy.
Exactly. December 2006.
Yeah, I can't stand EJ.
When I started hating him.
I love when Brady beat him up.
It really bugs me that people say it was her choice. Because he's like, it's your body or the love of your life dies. So, hey, that's a choice.
But I've never liked Eze. I will never, ever, ever like Eze.
Well, I liked
Eze
him until he raped
life.
Her. I mean, he seemed like he'd be a good friend. Oh, no, that's a lie. I liked him until he blackmailed her.
Yeah.
Actually, I liked him until he blackmailed her because he seemed like he'd be a good friend until she got back with Lucas.
Yeah.
But then he blackmailed her, and then I didn't like
it. You guys, I've been thinking about this. I think we need to start a campaign on Daytime After Dark to get Lucas back on Days of Our Life.
Oh, yeah, the Lumi board, they've had that going for a while. Lucas and Sammy board, they've had that going.
He might come back.
Yeah, I'm really
did he
excited.
Did he leave on the ground? No, he got fired.
Oh, see,
I think
what
they let him go.
Was it Tomlin that used to be in charge but isn't anymore?
He just got married in True Life. He might come back.
Yeah,
in
but
True
was
Life.
It Tomlin who was
True
in charge
Life.
Until Mangers? Because if it was Tomlin, I think it was Tomlin. Tomlin told Brian Dadlow that Lucas would never get the girl and he'd never be happy.
Well,
I don't believe that.
He really
no,
didn't.
That was true.
He really didn't fit with anyone. I liked him with Sammy when they were happy. I liked him.
I love him and Sammy. I love them.
You know
they're,
what? You guys
were my
Candace,
first ever love.
Yeah, I like them.
I was like two or three, and I fell in love with them.
Yeah, I like
I did
them.
Too.
I like them. Yeah, I like especially when they were happy. When she wasn't doing something, she was always doing something.
You know what?
But
I
like them no matter
yeah.
what.
Sammy.
You know what?
Character.
I find really weird. On dates, though, it's been a year since Alice passed, and I thought someone would mention that, like something, because, I mean, Frances Reed was a big part of dates, and Frances Reed was the matriarch, and I cried when she died. Well, I cried when I found out Frances Reed died.
So did I.
But I could not believe it. I was stunned. I mean, even though I know she was ill and everything, it was just that Anna when, oh God, Anna from, I mean, Lila from General Hospital died. I'm like, I don't like this. I really don't like those two, you know, passing away, especially Frances Reed, you know, was so sad. And when I found out that she never had kids, that surprised me because she was so maternal on Days of Our Life all the time. And I wish they would mention her. I mean, I just, you know, I wish Hope or Jennifer would mention her.
Hope
and
so
I,
what are we talking about? Are we talking about Alice?
Yeah.
Alice.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
like
oh
it's been like a year. It's been like a year and some months and, you know, they had her pass on the show, but I just, you know, I remember
she
when
was my
Jennifer,
TV grandma. It was so
yeah,
hard to
I remember,
watch her.
Emma Donuts.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah.
The donuts.
You know, I remember when Jennifer said to Maggie or someone, you know, oh, it's so nice that we all be able to say how much we love her and in the bed and all that. I'm like, people, she's not really in the bed. She passed away a couple of months ago. But when they did, I was in crying. And when Jennifer goes, oh, I think she's getting better. I'm like, no, she's not. She's really going to die on us. And when that moment came that she died on screen, I could not talk for like 2 hours. I cried. I'm like, you know,
it affected. I was like that too. But see, I watched. I'm 56 years old. I watched that show since I was 10. I watched it when it first came on the air. That show is General is my favorite show, but Days of Our Lives is in my heart. I watched
yes.
that from. I was a little kid. I watched it before my mother did. I got her to watch it for me when I went to school. I watched that from the first day it came on, I saw that. So I've been watching that for so many years. And Frances Reed, when she died, it was like my own grandmother. I was
yeah.
so upset.
Yeah, it was for me, too. And it was
yeah,
worse,
I was like,
my own grandma had died recently, so it was like twice the pain.
Oh, God. I mean, my grandma is still alive. My other grandma is like kind of like Elena, kind of psycho, so really I only have one. But, you know, I cried. I'm like, Grandma, Alice died today on screen. She goes, what? I'm like, so I TiVoed. So she came over and watched it, and she got so sad because she watched Days of Our Life since the first episode of, you know, when Days of Our Life started. So for Alice Reed, I mean, Frances Reed to really die and then be dead on screen, that was really helpful. She's like, oh, my God, that's like losing my mother all over again.
Well, I was like that when Tom died, when the husband
yeah.
died. He's still on.
I was really
voice.
Glad they gave her a good memorial, though. At least I thought it was good.
And they kept
you know, the only
it
thing
better
I
than what
big,
they gave Lila.
Yeah, well, yeah, but
I know.
Well, I was
yeah.
very disappointed. The only thing I was very disappointed about the service that Mike did not get to go to the service.
Right, Mike didn't know.
No, and that I don't wait. Did Melissa come back for that? I'm trying to remember if, like, you know, all the cousins came back. I mean, I know Lucas. I know a lot of them came back. But I was more people. Yeah. Yeah, I did. I'm trying to remember who all came back, but I thought it was so hard because, you know, we lost Mickey on screen like 2 or 3 months earlier, and I kept thinking,
I was really surprised that they, you know, I know he retired, but I mean, that was a shock.
Well, yeah, I mean, when John Inger took over the role for that couple of months, I never bought
that was stupid, though. Wasn't that stupid?
Mm-hmm.
Kojak's buddy.
I just thought it was, like, really not.
Mickey was only the one Mickey, John Clark. It was so silly to have someone else go in there.
Well, I mean, I love John Ingle as Edward. I love the original Edward. I absolutely adored him. I can't remember his
name. You know what?
But,
I remember him.
I
did
the first one, so was it okay to love this one, if you know,
yeah, I love the original Edward. He was a riot. He was so funny.
He was so funny.
But this I can remember
when they had to live in Kelly's because Monica threw them out of the house.
Yeah, I know.
And him and Lila were, oh my God. And he was hilarious.
He was a riot. So
cool. And John Ingle brings the comedy too because there are lines that I can remember John Ingle saying that I was sitting there, I had tears streaming down my face because I laughed so hard. I always bring up that Thanksgiving episode, but that had to be one of the funniest episodes I've ever seen. When they were all talking and telling Lois about everything that the Quartermains had done, and everything always came back to Alan. It always came back to Alan because Alan did all this crap. And, I mean, Stuart Damon just played it so well because it was his face that was like, oh, man, you know, they're really throwing me under the bus here. And it was just hilarious.
Stuart Damon is missed.
I've always loved Edward. Edward is one of my favorite characters.
Okay.
I mean,
mine too. So, the first Edward, did he die? Is that why he left?
He left the show. He retired.
He retired.
He passed away, but he didn't pass away. And no, he left on his own.
Okay. Because I did not.
Wasn't Palmer the same way?
Yes.
Wasn't Palmer the same way?
What?
Palmer on All My Children? Wasn't he the same way?
Palmer retired and then he died.
Yeah, Palmer and then he passed away.
Yeah, Palmer retired. Yeah, I cried when Palmer died, too. I was in, like, tears when Palmer died. I'm like, this is really,
you know
when
I
Palmer
was
died.
When I was growing up, All My Children and General Hospital were my two shows. And, I don't think I've ever been so mad at a soap death than when Jenny died.
I remember that a little.
So
but I knew about it.
Because I was the biggest Jenny and Greg fan you could ever imagine.
That was Kim Delaney, right?
Yep.
Kim Delaney.
Yes, it was.
Kim
Delaney. Yep.
And I, the only time I ever really, before I was writing for Becky and everything, the only time I ever wrote into a soap was, I never liked the recast of Opal. And, because I love Dorothy Lyman. Oh, I love Dorothy Lyman.
Oh, I remember.
Oh, okay.
And I wrote into ABC because I said, I was so upset that they had recasted Opal because it could never show flashback to Tiffany because a lot of her scenes were with her mother, and Jill, whatever her name is, I can't remember her last name, wasn't playing her at the time, so they couldn't show flashback to Jenny, and I was very upset about that because Jenny was my girl. So, but yeah, it was All My Children in General Hospital were my two shows, so growing up, so. I was more upset
guys,
when people died on those shows.
Oh, wow. The death of this, for me, that threw me in, like, the biggest. I'm like, okay, I cried literally when Brenda died because I'm like, wait a moment. You know, I'm like, going off the cliff, I said this. Not cry because she came back. And I swear to God, my life to live, if you bring Zizi back from the dead after I cried for 3 days over Zizi dying, I will go to one of my Philip people and do some.
I hated her.
Oh.
Sorry, Carly. I hated her.
I'm not a Zizi fan either, but I don't like Rex, so.
I was a big Rex and Adriana fan. I'm a big Adriana fan.
I like Gigi.
That's, I was never, and Tanya Bowden in the room was saying, I love Mudu on,
Myrtle.
Oh, God, that was sad.
Stevie.
Yeah. It's like,
Who was Phoebe married to? Wallingford, right?
Yeah,
I
think
Wallingford.
So, yeah.
I loved Wallingford. He was great. And, who's the Billy, what was his name? The Jenny and Tad's real dad. That was Ray Gardner. What was his name? The one, he was like a hillbilly, and he Billy something. What was his name? You know who I'm talking about? He did something to Dixie.
Okay,
he was an old character. He was Billy something. Well, he's married to Christine Baranski in real life. I don't know why that popped into my head, but I just
I know who her husband is. I forget his name. I know who she's married to.
Did he play Ray Gardner?
No, he wasn't Ray Gardner.
You know who he played?
Or was he Ray Gardner? No, I don't think he was Ray Gardner.
I'm looking him up, so do you know who he played?
Billy Ray Tuttle? So Cass in the chat room?
Yes, that's Billy Ray Tuttle, yes.
He was a pimp, that's what she said.
Oh, he was a pimp?
He was a pimp. That's funny.
Pimp.
I have no idea what you girls are talking about, though. I'm just chiming in.
But you guys, in nine minutes, we have Ladies on Radio, but I think with AMC, I just hope they give us a good goodbye. I just hope there's not a lot of freaking cliffhangers.
There's going to be cliffhangers.
They're not going to wrap it up in a neat bow, though, because it's going online.
When Jillian, Sierra came back.
She did?
She came back last week.
Who?
Jillian came back last week.
Jillian, I heard. Well, I've been putting the show off because it off, then I can download it later and watch on my own terms, so it doesn't
end
for
me. I've been watching it every day. I didn't see her.
What?
She came back not last week, but it was like on a Friday.
No, I heard it was like a flashback thing with Ryan or something.
I saw that.
Well, of course not. I mean, they're not going to end the show with the two ending couples they should end with.
Saw the flashback.
No, they're going to end it with Riley.
I know. I mean, give me a break.
Rebecca Budig. Rebecca Budig doesn't even want Riley.
She wanted Green Leo.
No, she was raving about Green Leo in this article, and I was like, yes, you go, girl.
Well, I do. I mean, don't get mad at me, you guys. I have been a big Green Leo and Ryan fan. I've always loved them. I was also a Green Leo.
I loved them once.
I love both. I love Green Leo. Well, Lucky and Liz, Lucky and Liz, don't start with me. You don't want me to go into a cuddly rant about that.
Okay. I was going to say,
No. Just no, like over and done with, basically.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
I'm not comparing them completely.
You know, I just, well, Greenlee and Ryan, for me, I've always loved, I don't know why, but I also love Greenlee and Leo. So it was like, you know, when I heard he was coming back, I'm like, son of a bitch.
Ryan and Greenlee, and I don't mean any offense to you, Carly, because I know you like Ryan and Greenlee, but Ryan and Greenlee are too much like Jason and Sam to me. They're Franz's couple, and he is down everybody's throats until people like them.
Except the difference with them is that the actors don't even want them.
What's that?
Yeah, that is funny. That is funny, though. The actors
don't want them. Rebecca Budig and Cameron Matheson, they didn't want Riley.
No, that was all Franz. Franz wanted Riley.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm saying it's funny because the actors didn't want him.
But
like a certain couple with a certain actress who wanted them. And then you have this couple who are like, no, we don't want them, but whatever. I guess if we have to.
The only thing that's different between Jason and Sam and Ryan and Greenlee is that I'm not sure about Steve's feelings on it, but Kelly Monaco sure as hell wants Jason and Sam.
Exactly, well, that's my point, because Cameron Matheson and Rebecca Budig, they do not want Riley, but Kelly Monaco is a huge Jay Sam supporter.
You know,
well,
because
it gives her, she has no other pairing. She doesn't work with anybody else, so.
You know,
she's
I mean,
gonna,
the Lucky and Sam pairing that people love.
She feels
really
good.
But I don't think it could work with Jay. It was great with Greg.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about JJ. I'm talking about Greg.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying. Yeah.
Can you see it with JJ?
I love Lucky and Sam. I love Greg, Lucky, and Sam.
Well, I didn't mind them together because then I could fast forward through them. But she threw him under the bus, so.
That's what I
I'm moving over to liaison radio, Carly, so I'll see you guys over there.
Okay, yeah, in four minutes.
So, yeah, I opened the chat room in liaison radio, so whenever you guys are ready, you can move on over to my chat room. So I will see
you. Hey, Chris, why don't you put the number in the chat room for if anyone that doesn't have it?
Can you do it? Because I'm already in my chat room, and it won't let
no problem.
At once.
Yeah.
Okay.
I may say goodnight. I may not call because I really should get some shows watched, but maybe I'll call.
That's okay.
Yeah, I may not call, but I'm already here.
Chrissy, last week I tried to get in. I couldn't.
Oh.
You had so many callers. You had so many callers.
I had so many callers. Wow. I don't know about this week. We'll see. Well, you can try if you want it, but this might be my last show for a couple weeks because of my new job, so.
Okay,
so you might not hear from me on radio in a couple weeks, so just feel free to call
me
if you want.
If I don't talk to you, good night.
Thank you.
See you later.
Good night.
I may call in, but if I don't, good night. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I'm just the only couple that I was happy that they did that super couple. What you remember when SoapNet did that, you know, they showed the old episodes of the favorite couples. And it was
Ryan and Greenlee
for all my children, and then they had Jason and Sam for General Hospital, which made me gag on both of those. The only one that
but
I liked,
Todd and
they,
Taya,
did Todd
right?
and Taya on, they did Todd
mm-hmm.
and Taya on One Life to Live. It's the only one I agreed
mm-hmm.
with. So.
That's the only one I liked, too.
But you don't see them pimping Todd
really,
and Taya the way
I,
they do.
I don't
do
know if
Don
really cared about One Life to Live. The only couple
he
seemed like on there was both, though.
So that was more of a fan thing because they don't pimp Todd and Taya the way – they don't pimp One Life to Live, period, the way they pimp these other shows.
Yeah, because the couple that Franz loved on One Life to Live a lot was Rex and Gigi. But they never did half as much pimping with them. I can admit that as much as I hated them. They didn't do half as much pimping with those two.
Well, he just didn't care. He didn't interfere with, I don't know about all my children, but he didn't interfere with One Life to Live the way, he really didn't interfere with the other two the way he has with General Hospital.
No. He feared with all my children. I mean, interfered. He interfered with all my children, trust me.
Okay, well.
He did not with One Life to Live, though.
Since I don't watch all my children anymore, I didn't know all that, but, you know, he definitely interfered with General Hospital.
No, he definitely did, because once again, Ryan and Greenlee
destroyed,
like, everyone in their path.
I should have known.
I love Greenlee. I love Greenlee, but I hate her when she was with us. Not, I don't hate her. I hate her with Ryan. That's my point. But I love Greenlee.
The only reason I didn't want Ryan and Greenlee broken up is because I didn't want him to get back together with Kendall, because I wanted Kendall with Zach. So that was the only reason I didn't.
The number for Ladies on Radio is 718-766-4028. And I put in this album, and we all have it on Monday, so, you know, I think we probably will. And if Candace doesn't call in on Monday, people, we need to stalk our Facebook page. Yeah.
Yeah, I really love Ryan with Madison, so.
Oh, see, I could not. I never really got into the Madison.
I love Ryan and Annie, too. I still love Ryan and Annie, but I love Ryan and Annie like no other, so.
So they murdered Psycho.
Yeah. So who's all going to Ladies on Radio tonight? Audrey, are you calling in?
Well, let me go find the number. Yeah, I guess maybe. I'll talk for a little while.
Yeah, well, I mean, you go at it.
I've got a big mouth. I told you that.
I know, but I'm not going to say you have a big mouth. I just said you go at it, because that's the truth. And by the way, people, I love my new phone. I love it. I can test on screen, and I can do the speed dial, and I'm, like, in love with it. And I think people should always upgrade their phone, because when you upgrade your phone, you have a new toy to play with. I'm serious.
It's true.
I got more giddy about my cell phone this week than, like,
what
giddy
kind of
about
cell phone
any.
What kind did you get?
I got, like, this Pantandic AT&T one, but it's like I can use the internet on if I want, but I really don't, because I don't want to use my battery. But now I can download pictures, and my mom sent me a bunch of my niece and my nephews, and so I have this cute one of some of my nieces and nephew. But the other ones told me that I have to get pictures of them. So I'm hoping by, like, Christmas I will have all of them on my phone, because, you know, the 3-month-older girl and the other 2-month-older girl and my little monkey who's 4 might be mad that, you know, Kids get mad and then you don't have them on their phone, by the way. Yeah. I didn't know that until now. But we should go, because Christy's going to be there all alone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where's the number?
Okay,
I see.
Okay,
it's
718-766-4028.
Excuse me. Okay.
Okay. See you guys all over there. Bye.
Excuse me. Bye.
Bye.